Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, April 6, 1883, Court of Grand Sessions. On this day, April 6, 1883, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a summary of cases that were adjudicated by the Court of Grand Sessions in Barbados. The cases appearing before the court included larceny, theft, breaking and entering, wounding, feloniously setting fire to a cane field, and other miscellaneous offenses. From a sociological perspective, the cases provide a snapshot of the social ills prevalent in post-emancipation Barbadian society, as well as the harsh sentencing policies implemented by the judiciary. Samuel Elcock was convicted for the larceny of a purse and sentenced to 3 years of penal servitude. Elcock had only been released from prison last December, after having been imprisoned for 5 years. Thomas Solomon Sargent and Joshua Sargent were convicted and sentenced to 6 months and 12 months hard labor respectively for the larceny of a goat, which was the property of J.C. Drayton. Samuel Chase pleaded guilty to the larceny of 10 fowls and was sentenced to 2 years hard labor as he was a repeat offender. James Waith, aged 10, was convicted of setting fire to a field of canes on Poole Estate, which was owned by Sir Anthony Trollope. He was sentenced to 4 years of penal servitude and 6 stripes with a tamarind rod to be inflicted the following Monday. Fitzgooding, who was described as a little boy, was sentenced to 3 years penal servitude and 12 strikes with a tamarind rod for putting a stone on the railway line at Harrow, St. Philip. James Gaskins, George Ince, and Joseph Clark were indicted for stealing £8, 13 shillings, and 5 pence belonging to one Thomas McConney. The jury found Ince guilty of stealing and the other two accused of receiving. All three were sentenced to 2 years imprisonment and hard labor. On this day, April 6, 1883, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a compendium of cases that were adjudged in the Court of Grand Sessions. Notably, none of the accused were represented by an attorney. Children were tried as adults, and the conviction rate was almost 100% in favor of the prosecution.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.